Next from RadioSaintPete.com, a recording of the Michael Kelly press conference at the University of South Florida on Monday, commenting on the search for a new head football coach with the University of South Florida Bulls. Audio courtesy of Bulls Vision at USF.
Thank you all for being here today. Appreciate the chance to be with you. You know, obviously one of the toughest things in this business, or any business for that matter, is when you have to make tough personnel decisions. And yesterday was certainly one of those tough days as we decided to go in a different direction with the leadership of our football program. I would like to thank Coach Strong for all of his contributions to the football program in his years of service here. I have great respect for him, particularly in the way in which he cares for his players and develops them as not only players in football, but men for life. And he does such a great job of that. And just want to wish him and his family the very best in their future. Thought I'd give a little bit of just insight into terms of yesterday, in terms of the timeline. Obviously, once I came to that decision, I was able to visit with Coach upstairs at 2 o'clock. And then I kind of started a string of meetings that I felt were appropriate in terms of communication with affected personnel before, obviously, it became public knowledge. So right after visiting with Coach Strong, I met with Brian Jean-Marie, who, as you know, is our defensive coordinator. Basically, I've asked him to serve, in essence, as our interim head coach during this time of transition. I know we don't have any games, but in terms of being able to run our day-to-day operations with our football staff and all the great folks we have in our office that work with us there. I also met with Albert Boone, our great football operations director, who will be key for us in communication and keeping the family together during this transition time. Albert is obviously working with that as well. And with all the full-time assistants of Coach, of course, immediately after that, mainly to talk about them and ways that I can be of service to them, but also ways that they keep going, and how do we talk about recruiting during this important time right now. And so they were able to reach out to our verbal commits last evening and have a plan moving forward for our operations. That was important for us to do. Of course, immediately that, this is all happening, of course, in like a 15-20 minute period of time. I met with all the players that were able to be with us yesterday to express the news to them, to give my support and appreciation to them, because I know change is hard for everyone, but certainly for our young men, you want to make sure that they feel the support that we have. We had all of our senior staff with them and key folks there to help support them through this time frame. I stressed to them this time is so important on accountability. We're heading on exam time, and so keeping their eyes on their grades and their health and staying fit and all that sort of thing is so important, not only for now, but for their future going forward. So they acknowledge that, they know that, and obviously want to represent their personal brand and the USF brand in a very first-class manner, as they always do. And then I met in this room here with our football support staff, beyond the coaches and beyond the players that do so much each and every day to keep the glue together. So that was a tough hour and a half type of time frame, but it went systematically and felt that it's, no matter how hard news can be, you have to be upfront and compassionate about it, and we had those types of conversations. Very proud of them and the way they'll adjust and kind of move us forward. But this is more about now to how do we move forward, and obviously the search involved us obviously started immediately last night in terms of moving forward. The search did begin immediately. I've been obviously already on the phone quite a bit. I can kind of tell you, I'll just give you some info of what I think about right now. We do not intend to use a search firm. Michael Kelly and Associates will be the search firm. We will move forward with the necessary urgency that we need to, but as a favorite quote of mine from John Wooden was to be quick but don't hurry. We're gonna work with the speed we need to, but we're gonna do whatever it takes to find the best fit for the next chapter of USF football. As I kind of expressed in the press release yesterday, there won't be any public comment during this process of any candidates or potential candidates. The next time you'll hear from me on this topic will be when we announce our next head coach. So to my friends here in the media today, please don't think I'm being rude if I don't respond. I'm just telling you now, it's going to be a process that requires that type of diligence and focus, and we'll be sure to be able to share that with you when we can. In closing, before we get to any questions, I just want to close with this. I'm very energized about the future of this program. As we all know, we have a young and exciting program. We've only played the sport for 23 years, yet we won 150 games, faster than any program in this state. We live in a city that, frankly, I've lived in a lot of them. I think it's the best in our country and one of the best in the world. Our institution is a preeminent university. It's obviously, by U.S. News and World Report, it is the fastest rising university. And we have a passionate and growing fan base that frankly needs to unite behind a unified vision to become what we want to be in terms of the standard of excellence that we want. So I look forward to moving together with them. All of us have a role to play in terms of making USF football what we want it to be. So yet, despite all these accomplishments and all these assets that we have, I truly believe that the best is yet to come, and this next process is going to lead us into that stage. So with that, I'll open up to a few questions that we have. Joey?
Yeah, Michael, I think you alluded to kind of like a time frame, you know, the exciting period's coming up. Do you have some kind of time frame of when you want to get this done?
Well, as I alluded to, we understand the urgency of it. Obviously, an early signing period with December 18th creates urgency. So we're not blind to that, but I also don't want to pin ourselves in on that. We're going to work fast. If we get it done faster, great. If we don't. But that is clearly a timeline that we expect, and we certainly know that's a key part of it. So we hope to hit it.
Hey, Michael, you know, there was a big questions about Charlie's buyout. How did you guys come up with the money? Was it fronted, or who provided the buyout money, and what was the final figure there?
Yeah, obviously the buyout is considerable, as has been reported, from documents you have access to. It's not something that's paid out in a lump sum by any means, but it is something that we have to make budget decisions for and raise additional private funding for going forward. So we've made those sacrifices and commitments to be able to live up to our contractual obligations.
Just to follow up on that buyout, how limited does that leave you in terms of hiring a new head coach with the financial wherewithal you have? Is that going to affect you being able to hire a high-tiered coach or big-name coach?
I don't think it'll deter us. Obviously, we're safely planted in the top half of the American Conference in terms of what we have in our salaries, and we'll be prepared to go to the marketplace with competitive salary offerings again.
Is it wide open for this next hire? Does it have to be someone, Michael, that has head coaching experience? Can it be an up-and-coming coordinator? Have you narrowed that down at all on what you want to say?
Rock, all the above in that case. I mean, the one thing, this country, we have so many amazing football coaches out there, so we'll be open-minded to a lot of different levels of experience, I would say. But no, I don't have a profile mine as it relates to that, whether coordinator versus head coach by any means. But what I am most committed to is someone that embraces the USF football opportunity, who wants to make their mark here, who can best align with my vision for the future of USF football to have those standards. But no, there's so many great coaches at different levels and at different levels of experience that I know could be great fits here for USF football.
Could you speak a little more to how difficult it was on a personal level, how Charlie took the news, because I know it wasn't easy from that angle?
Oh, it's, as I said at the outset, every personnel decision is always very difficult, and there's not much more that can be said than that, obviously. He's a professional. I thought we handled it the best we could, but it's just a tough day for all concerned, everyone in our program.
Michael, when did you first come to the decision that it was time to move on from Charlie? We had heard there were some reports that you met with him on Saturday first.
We did meet on Saturday. You know, I know you don't have a long track record to look at it, me as an athletic director, but I meet with our head coaches at the end of every season to kind of hear their perspective of how the year went and to hear their aspects for the year ahead, and certainly wanted to have that information as as I came to a final decision.
My
Michael, there was some promises made to Charlie when he first took the job prior to you arriving here in terms of upgraded football facilities. That hadn't happened. How much do you think that hampered his ability to bring in top recruits to put a winning program together? And was it unfair for him that he wasn't been given what he was told at the beginning?
Obviously, I wasn't here to be fully aware of promises, but clearly a commitment opened up immediately to, or soon thereafter his arrival, to work toward football focused buildings and operations, and we're working toward that. We're going to continue to work toward that, and so there's we do have some great things here, as I spelled out, in terms of the assets that we have, but there's no doubt that we need to continue to add and continue to increase the profile of what we have available to our football program.
Do you think that led, though, to his poor record here?
Do I think it led?
Led to his poor record as a coach here?
Everything. There's so many different factors to winning and losing, and obviously it's a factor, but not the only factor. Chris?
I asked this of Charlie on Friday night. You look at SMU, Tulsa, Tulane. I mean, it seems like the programs that USF once looked down on are now almost equal, or maybe even USF looking up at them. Is this a critical juncture for the USF football program? I know you said it's only 23 years.
It is a critical juncture, Chris. I think that's a fair assessment. It's fair to the previous question that we as a fan base, as a donor base, as a university and as an athletic department need to understand and realize that. We have a lot of things. We just need to be proud of those things, and we need to work those to their maximum capabilities. But we need to realize that the American plays big boy football. we are big boys, and we will continue to be. But we've got to realize what the American. I mean, we played this past year. I guess from CFP standards, one of the top 20 schedules in the country. And you could say that's because of the aggressive non-conference scheduling that we did, which we did and will continue to do. But a lot of it came from just the way that the American continues to rise. So we need to not only continue to find ways to focus on how we become as good as we want to be in the state and in the country, but it starts with the American and finding the resources and the support necessary to win the American and move beyond is very important.
A lot of the fan base is clamoring for you guys to bring back a former coach. But how important is it, in a sense, maybe to move the program forward and on from past eras?
Yeah, obviously, there's, you know, at any search anywhere in the country, there's always a lot of speculation. And so I'm not gonna get into that. I think people just need to, as I am, be open-minded to so many great coaches around the country that will bring different perspectives and different things. So, again, as I said on the outset, to me, it's going to be important about is what's most important for the next chapter of USF football.
Forgive my ignorance on how this process works, Michael. This decision to dismiss Coach Strong, was it in collaboration with other USF administrators, or was it your own?
Ultimately, it was my decision, but absolutely had consultation with the president and some key board of trustee members.
Any questions for Michael?
Have you been inundated with, as soon as this job came open, obviously it's going to be appealing to, as you said, a lot of coaches around the country, but have you gotten an overwhelming amount of calls at this point?
Oh, yes, sir. There are many people interested in the future of USF football, and I'm excited to embark on that next chapter.
Mike, I know you can't speak specifically to individual recruits, but based on your phone conversations with the players that have verbally committed mm-hmm. and their families, what was their general vibe when you gave them the news?
Well, obviously, when there's a change, you have to be fair to everybody, and if you were in that, if you got to put yourself in their shoes, and they have to kind of make that assessment. So, I anticipate and hope that all of them will want to continue to stay there because it was made it's the university that made that commitment to them, but they'll have to make their own decision as to what they want to do. So I anticipate that some will absolutely stay firm and because they want to be here and they see the future, and some will at least kind of contemplate their options.
Michael, there's some quirks to this job. You've got to be able to get out in front of people and talk to them and reach donors at a deeper level than maybe some have in the past. How important is it to have that kind of, outward personality to engage the fans, engage the donor base, to help create, the football facility and then future endeavors as you go forward?
Yeah, Nate, I happen to think that is very important for the specifics of our uniqueness. And as I said at the beginning, there's a lot of great assets to that. But when you're a 23-year-old program and we don't have fan bases that maybe even had the experience of football in their college experience or anything, so it's in a city like this that has a lot of other entertainment opportunities and things of that nature, it becomes that much important that we as an athletic department, coaches in all sports, need to be as engaged and feel a part. People want to be a part of something. I feel that Bulls Nation wants to make us great, but they want to feel a part of something. And the most we can do as coaches and administrators to help be a part of that movement, that vibe, is very important for us, in my opinion.
Michael, this also might be a silly question, but what does this mean for the existing coaching staff?
It's a situation where they're obviously on contract right now, obligation for us to move forward and do their job. They're all being extremely professional and already working hard on the recruiting side, as I mentioned earlier. And the unfortunate part of this business, it really often depends on what the next coach has in mind. And typically, there's maybe a handful that stay and some that have to find other opportunities. So it's just kind of the nature of the coaching business. And they know that. And talking to all of them, they knew it when they got into it, 20, whether it was 10, 20, or 30 years ago. It just happens to be one of those aspects of unique aspects of the coaching industry.
And also, I saw players were posting things on Twitter, et cetera, other social media's accounts. But you say it's always hard delivering the news. What was their reaction?
Again, I think everyone just understands the personal aspect of it. I think there's a lot of love for Coach Strong and what he did for them. And so, again, I think when everyone first gets news, you just have to take time to absorb that. And so they did that, and they're just kind of coming to grips with that as they move forward. But they will adjust to the change, and they will respond. We've got 296 days till we arrive at Texas Stadium.
Speaking of former players, there are a number of former players on Twitter over the weekend tagging you, wanting to make the program great again. Have you been in contact with them, and are there any plans to talk with them?
I'm probably one of the most accessible athletic directors in the country, so not necessarily through social media or Twitter, but I'm sure I'll have opportunities to talk to former players and constituents. So I have no doubt I'll be in touch with them. I'm open to hearing feedback. People have feedback. I'm interested in opinions and thoughts, but obviously everyone has to understand that there can only ultimately be one coach, and input is one thing. The ultimate decision has to rest here, and I'll have to own that.
Mike, obviously you had some time to think about this decision. Did that give you a short list, a kind of a jump start of guys that you could envision taking over this program and leading this, this team into the next century? But I mean, have you come up with a short list yourself? Obviously, you're not going to share with us, but are there names that?
I'm not going to share anything. But you're right. I mean, I like to think that I take a pretty analytical approach and have a wide spread experience on context throughout the football world, and so. I've had to really sharpen that quickly and start thinking about it more seriously since it's real. Didn't enter it with any decision. I entered this whole season, as you could see, trying to support this program to the fullest extent frankly expected and anticipated different results this year after we made some changes last year. That's why I waited throughout the season. Wanted to hope that when we got back to 4-4 in a great November, that we'd have a chance to have a better outcome.
Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you.
Michael Kelly's press conference on Monday at the University of South Florida.